This is Northwest News from KPLU. If you head up past North 85th Street, it can feel like you're leaving Seattle. And until the 1950s, that was the edge of town. This relatively recent addition forms the newly drawn City Council District 5. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer walked a stretch of road there with an old-timer and learned that walkability is the very issue people there want City Hall to take on.
Start at 125th and North Aurora, and you'll pass auto shops, shabby motels, and pot stores.
I sometimes call this part of Seattle elsewhere. Elsewhere is where the marijuana shops are, elsewhere where the drive-thrus are, elsewhere where the whores, prostitutes are. This is elsewhere.
Still, Richard Dykstra-Hughes is a big booster of North Aurora. This World War II vet carries a bright red flag because walking on North Aurora, the sidewalk beneath your feet tends to disappear, leaving you nose-to-nose with traffic. He says that problem hasn't changed much since Seattle annexed this part of town.
1954, it was like this, and 2015, it's just dirt.
District 5 has Seattle's densest collection of streets without sidewalks. Dykstra-Hughes sees it as a symptom of City Hall's focus on downtown.
We had money in 2009 to start this, but Mayor Nichols took it and gave it to Mercer Development.
A couple miles east along 125th by the Lake City Library, people share the feeling of being overlooked, and they share frustration at the lack of safe walking routes. Ricky Livingston is hanging out in the park here.
Actually, my cousin got hit by a car that way.
Is he all right?
Yeah, no, he flipped over the hood, but man, he drinks milk, so he's good.
In 2012, 14 pedestrians were hit by cars on Lake City Way alone. Janine Blaylock is co-leader of Lake City Greenways.
It's about dignity. It's like, why should people who are using their feet to get from place to place have to go through such harrowing experiences, feeling they're in danger and also feeling like they're being disrespected?
We walk up a gravel shoulder to 27th Avenue. Blaylock says this designated greenway addresses the problem by sending a message to drivers.
It says, this is a special street. You will expect to see bicycles here. You will expect to see people on foot because the whole point is to create a calmer street where people are not going to be hit by a car going 40 miles an hour.
It does that by posting lots of signs, adding frequent speed humps, and putting up stop signs for all traffic entering the greenway. It's still not the same as having a protected sidewalk, but it does have one advantage.
It's a hell of a lot cheaper. I mean, this greenway cost like $100,000, and to have put a mile of sidewalk in would have been millions of dollars.
New sidewalks can cost between $200,000 and $350,000 for one side of one block. Blaylock says she hopes her new district representative will see past the sticker shock and embrace local solutions like this one.
I think it's going to be huge for us. We've had a lot of attention from the people who are running. I think knowledge of what's going on here has never been as high.
Back at 125th in North Aurora, Richard Dykstra-Hughes says he's not totally convinced that a district representative will be able to undo decades of neglect. But at age 88, he's still hopeful he'll see a more vibrant North Aurora, with apartments, parks, and sidewalks.
If you're really proud of your city, you should be able to walk it from north to south, east to west, safely and with pride. You can't say we take pride in Aurora Avenue now. I can't take pride in Aurora Avenue. I want to take pride in Aurora Avenue.
And with that, Richard clutches his bright red flag and strides back up the cluttered margin of a road he wants to be proud of. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.